This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Saturday, January 23rd, 2010. As you can hear, my voice is still under the weather. The boyfriend is at a party tonight with his pet sitting people, so I'm at home by myself. And I thought I would do a little podcast, but I'm still not, my voice is still not back, as you can hear, so I'm not going to talk all that much. I just want to play some more clips. I've got a couple funny things in here and a couple serious things, so listen to these clips, and they're short, less than 7 minutes. Oh, I know. One of the clips, actually this first one, is about this Mormon cartoon that was found on YouTube. It was sent to me by Brian and Danbury. So Brian and Danbury, thank you very much for the clip. I think it's amazing. Kind of crap. It's all about the Mormon, what the Mormons believe in. So listen to this clip and the rest, and I'll come back at the end.
Mormonism teaches that trillions of planets scattered throughout the cosmos are ruled by countless gods who once were human like us. They say that long ago on one of these planets, to an unidentified god and one of his goddess wives, a spirit child named Elohim was conceived. This spirit child was later born to human parents who gave him a physical body. Through obedience to Mormon teaching and death and resurrection, he proved himself worthy and was elevated to godhood as his father before him. Mormons believe that Elohim is their heavenly father and that he lives with his many goddess wives on a planet near a mysterious star called Korah. Here, the God of Mormonism and his wives, through endless celestial sex, produced billions of spirit children. To decide their destiny, the head of the Mormon gods called a great heavenly council meeting. Both of Elohim's eldest sons were there, Lucifer and his brother Jesus. A plan was presented to build planet Earth, where the spirit children would be sent to take on mortal bodies and learn good from evil. Lucifer stood and made his bid for becoming savior of this new world. Wanting the glory for himself, he planned to force everyone to become gods. Opposing the idea, the Mormon Jesus suggested giving man his freedom of choice, as on other planets. The vote that followed approved the proposal of the Mormon Jesus, who would become savior of the planet Earth. Enraged, Lucifer cunningly convinced one-third of the spirits destined for Earth to fight with him and revolt. Thus, Lucifer became the devil and his followers the demons. Sent to this world, they would forever be denied bodies of flesh and bone. Those who remained neutral in the battle were cursed to be born with black skin. This is the Mormon explanation for the Negro race. The spirits that fought most valiantly against Lucifer would be born into Mormon families on planet Earth. These would be the lighter-skinned people, or white and delightsome, as the Book of Mormon describes them. Early Mormon prophets taught that Elohim and one of his goddess wives came to Earth as Adam and Eve to start the human race. Thousands of years later, Elohim, in human form once again, journeyed to Earth from the starbase Korah, this time to have sex with the Virgin Mary, in order to provide Jesus with a physical body. Mormon apostle Orson Pratt taught that after Jesus Christ grew to manhood, he took at least three wives, Mary, Martha, and Mary Magdalene. Through these wives, the Mormon Jesus, for whom Joseph Smith claimed direct descent, supposedly fathered a number of children before he was crucified. According to the Book of Mormon, after his resurrection, Jesus came to the Americas to preach to the Indians, who the Mormons believe are really Israelites. Thus, the Jesus of Mormonism established his church in the Americas as he had in Palestine.
Woo!
By the year 421 AD, the dark-skinned Indian Israelites, known as Lamanites, had destroyed all of the white Nephites in a number of great battles. The Nephites' records were supposedly written on golden plates and buried by Moroni, the last living Nephite in the hill Cumorah. 1,400 years later, a young treasure seeker named Joseph Smith, who was known for his tall tales, claimed to have uncovered these same gold plates near his home in upstate New York. He is now honored by Mormons as a prophet because he claimed to have had visions from the spirit world in which he was commanded to organize the Mormon Church because all Christian creeds were an abomination. It was Joseph Smith who originated most of these peculiar doctrines which millions today believe to be true. By maintaining a rigid code of financial and moral requirements and through performing secret temple rituals for themselves and the dead, the Latter-day Saints hoped to prove their worthiness and thus become gods. The Mormons teach that everyone must stand at the final judgment before Joseph Smith, the Mormon Jesus, and Elohim. Those Mormons who were sealed in the eternal marriage ceremony expect to become polygamous gods in the celestial kingdom, rule over other planets, and spawn new families throughout eternity. The Mormons thank God for Joseph Smith, who claimed that he had done more for us than any other man, including Jesus Christ. The Mormons believe that he died as a martyr, shed his blood for us, so that we too may become gods.
Hey, let us pass.
No way, Nazi. Stupid liberals. Socialists.
Nazi.
Marxists.
Compromise.
Show we're friendly.
Can we give him something?
Make him like us.
I think we're like them.
They're not letting us do anything. What are we supposed to do?
Get some balls.
Balls beer. Things get done when you've got balls.
I prefer my men with balls.
All of our balls are the same size.
I can work so much better with balls in my hand.
Get some balls. American balls.
Get fired up and holler.
We got balls.
You know what? There's more of us than there are of you. So we're going to do what we want. Because that's democracy.
That's America.
Get what you want done. Balls beer. Get some balls.
Proud supporter of American healthcare reform.
On the line with us, we have got Don Moose Lewis. He is the commissioner of the new All-American Basketball Alliance, starting based out of Atlanta. And the first question I want to ask you is, why this league and why now?
Well, because the pick number one, the league now is because people want it. We have been besieged with calls before we started this because at one time, we operate a conventional minor league basketball league that, for players, it worked out great because we had over 20 players go overseas and make a living playing basketballs. But for the people involved in the league, we lost a ton of money. It just didn't sell. So as things progressed on, we started getting people saying, why don't you go ahead and bring basketball back, but you know, cut out all the antics of what's going on in the NBA, is do not be basketball entertainment, but actually have a basketball league that plays the game of basketball. And that's how it kind of came about and mushroomed into what we have now.
And that league is nothing but white players.
Well, it is white American-born players and white American-born coaches and owners born in America of any color or creed.
Well, why?
So you yourself could own a team if you'd like.
Right, but why only white players?
Well, basically, what we're stressing here is a fundamental, number one, fundamental basketball, which, you know, blatantly fits white players better.
Well, hold on, let me stop you there. Why do you think it blatantly fits white players better?
Well, because the facts speak for themselves. Look at the NBA, which is a very athletic-oriented style of play. Would you agree with that?
They're definitely good athletes in the league, but it's hard to get to the NBA if your fundamentals aren't strong.
The fundamentals get, that can be debated, but fundamentals do get lost in the shuffle. With our league, it's going to be emphasized. That's the first thing. Secondly, the other reason for the league of being white, American-born players, not only to stress the fundamentals, but also is to create positive role models in the community. Now, I know that's going to get some type of question from you, right?
Well, I'm just curious. I've never felt like there's a shortage of positive white role models.
Well, you probably haven't, but let me ask you, is this live?
No.
Okay, but let me ask you this. When Barack Obama was elected president, did you feel a certain pride that he was president?
I'm not sure I would call it pride, but I think I know what you're saying.
Were you happy?
I mean, I didn't win.
No, but were you more pleased that basically that there was finally a president of color for the first time that made you, I mean, more happy than it would have been if just a regular president would have won?
No, I was actually more proud of the fact that at least on some level, the country was able to vote for a black man. It really didn't have that much to do with me.
Okay. Well, most of the black media people I talk to, okay, around the country have admitted to me that, yes, there was some cultural pride in the fact there was finally a president of color. And you could interpret that as being racist also, but really it's not. You were proud. And quite honestly, I was glad for it also because I thought that with the general perspective of the world, what we're doing is really no different. We are basically allowing more white players to be role models playing professional basketball, which our brand is an alternative brand of basketball because it is different than what the NBA style is, and creating some feel-good feeling in amongst the community. And quite honestly, obviously you picked this up from some type of wire feed from the Augusta newspaper or television station. Am I right?
I believe that's where it came from, yes.
Okay. And they started a poll because the mayor came out and called me at what we're doing, racist and everything and the other. And, of course, when that poll started out, it was about 30% who said, yes, we should have an all-white team in Augusta. But now that the word is getting out that this is not a racial-driven project, as of this morning, not only in Augusta but in Atlanta, over 60% of the people say, yes, we should have a white team, and it's not racist.
Hold on. I got to stop you there. How in the world is it not racist if you don't allow anybody to play but white Americans? I mean, it's segregated.
It's the same as a private club.
Yeah, but that would be segregated also.
The league is not segregated because we allow ownership of anyone, no matter what their color is.
But you won't let anybody play but white people. Like, I can't see how you can have a... Now, I ask you, I mean, you seem to be a fairly intelligent man, so I'll speak to you intelligently about it. If you if you say that only white people can play, I have no idea how that's not segregated.
Well, I'll agree in a sense, yes, it is segregated. If you really want to say that is, yes, it is. Okay, we'll call it what it is. So absolutely. Okay? Now, let me ask you something. We're basically taking a hardline stand on that. Would you agree?
About the segregation?
Yes.
You appear to, yes.
Okay. Now, let's take it one step further. If you want to talk, make it into a race issue or discuss the race issue part. Race always has and always will be a part of worldwide culture because there are different races and cultures.
Yes.
When American Bandstand was very popular and began, Dick Clark began taking and bringing in black musical artists and singers, which was not really politically correct at the time. And it was very popular. The Bandstand was popular. And then, all of a sudden, a few years later, here comes Don Cornelius, the Soul Train. Now, people are saying, well, that's because of opportunities and people want to see more emphasis on, black music and soul music. And maybe they wanted to see more emphasis, but it was not because it wasn't being recognized. But nobody has said anything over the years as that has evolved into a very popular thing. And most people, okay, that support that are black. Now, obviously, you do have some crossover. I'm not saying you can't have fans come in, like I said, there are ownership differences, but yes, the criteria is what we have. Similar to what a lot of other leagues have around the world. Some of the European leagues, the Asian leagues, their teams require strictly all Asian or all...
Louise says, I think it's a real shame that there is cynicism directed towards this channel, which only wants to help our fellow members of the flock. When will people learn that God will never give them up, never let them down, never run around or hurt them? I mean, she's right, isn't there? Isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I'm afraid I smile at that one because there's been an onslaught of such emails coming in, and that's from a song, you see. So it could be that someone's out there just trying to have a laugh. But actually, I don't want to diminish if it's a genuine email, but I'd say this to those who are trying to pull us down, that God can speak to you through this. You watch the channel and you try to pull us down, but you also, your ears are open, and you will be spoken to spiritually. And God knows who you are, even though you think you can take us down. And it, for those that really genuinely do care for us, you know, pray that the airwaves are protected from some pretty nasty emails that have come in over recent weeks.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Zuntite, you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have that virus that's going around.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, you better stay back. This one's a doozy.
That's okay. I'll be fine.
No, do not be a hero. Last year, there were 114,000 known viruses for PCs.
PCs? Not Macs. So, just grab this.
I think I got a crash.
Hey, if you feel like that'll help, good.
So, there are the clips that I posted in there. Can you believe the Mormons believe in that weird shit? I mean, that doesn't surprise me one bit. But the odd thing was that about that basketball guy who's going to have an all-white basketball team. Could you believe that? That interview went on for like 34 minutes, but I wasn't about to show or play at all. So you can always check it out. I think I saw it on Huffington Post. And then the funny Rick Roll thing where it was like a religious TV station and someone sent them an email and they got Rick Rolled. It was funny. Anyway. Well, that is all I have for today, boys and girls. I hope you had a great weekend. And I'm going to try to be back on probably Monday and tell you about the weekend. So that's all for today. Until next time, bye.